Welcome to this body scan meditation designed to help you reconnect with your body and release physical and emotional pain. This practice will guide you to tune into sensations from your feet to your head, helping bridge the gap between mind and body. The part of our brain that experiences trauma is the same part of our brain that experiences pain. It makes sense, as we don't know what to do in emotional pain, so our body will allocate physical pain to it. And the longer that physical pain is there and that emotional distress, the more we'll notice the pain. When discomfort arises, we'll apply the polyvagal theory principles by finding a neutral or pleasant area in the body before revisiting the area of pain. You're in control, and you're here to support your body. Begin by settling into a comfortable position. Close your eyes if you feel safe to do so. Take a few slow, deep breaths, allowing each exhale to release tension. This time is yours to reconnect with the body and release any weight you're carrying. We'll start at the feet, bringing your awareness to the soles, the toes, and the tops of your feet. Notice any sensation here. If you feel discomfort or pain, it could reflect fear of stepping forward or feeling stuck. Without judgment, just let this awareness rest here. Now shift your attention to your hands. Notice if there's anything different in this sensation. Then return to the feet with a fresh, gentle awareness, allowing any pain to soften with each breath. Moving up to the ankles, notice any sensation. The ankles may carry feelings of inflexibility or guilt. If there's pain here, acknowledge it. Now shift your attention to a place that feels neutral, like your chest or the tip of your nose. Let this calmness flow to the ankles before returning your focus to them. With each exhale, release any stiffness or heaviness. Stay here as long as you need to allow it to clear. Press pause and then press play when you're ready to move on. Bring awareness to your knees, which hold on to pride, stubbornness, or fear of moving forward. Acknowledge any discomfort without judgment. Then move your awareness to a different body part that feels more at ease, like your forehead. Breathe into that ease, then bring it back to the knees, letting tension melt away with each exhale. Shift your attention to the thighs and hips, areas that often hold unprocessed anger or frustration. If discomfort is present, acknowledge it without judgment. Then shift your attention to your hands, sensing calmness there. Allow your hands to rub your thighs and your hips. Let that calm energy return to your hips and thighs, releasing any held tension. Allow your mind to shift from noticing your hands rubbing your thighs to noticing your thighs being rubbed by your hands, and notice the intense power of your brain to focus and to close out anything that it doesn't need to know at the time. Move to the abdomen, noticing any tension, tightness, or pain. The abdomen can carry fear, frustration, or feelings of being out of control. Shift your focus to a relaxed body part, like your shoulders or your lower back, whichever part feels neutral to you. Breathe into the calm of the shoulders, then return to the abdomen, releasing tension with each exhale. Now bring your awareness to the chest and heart area. Any tightness here may reflect a lack of joy or feelings of insecurity. Acknowledge it. Then shift your focus to an area that feels at ease. Breathe into that ease, and then bring it back to the chest. inviting openness and relaxation. Move to the shoulders, often a place where we carry burdens or responsibilities. Feel into any tension or tightness there. Then bring your focus to your feet, sensing the ground beneath you. Let the grounding feeling of the feet flow into the shoulders, releasing each layer of tension as you breathe. If you're having trouble noticing, what you can do is move into the front of your neck and notice the neutrality of the front of your neck or behind your knee or inside your elbow, whatever area you're having trouble identifying on your body because it's so quiet. Release each layer of tension as you breathe. Bring your awareness to your neck and throat areas. A place that can hold tension related to stubbornness or fear of expressing yourself. If discomfort is present, acknowledge it and shift to a neutral or calm area. Perhaps your earlobe, the tip of your nose. Let the calm spread to your neck and throat, softening any tightness with each breath. You may notice the need to swallow, and the need to run your tongue along the inside of your teeth in order to produce more saliva. Move your attention to the jaw and the face. The face may hold anger, tension, and the need for control. If you feel tightness or pain, acknowledge it. Then focus on your hands, feeling their warmth and relaxation. With each breath, let that calm return to your jaw, releasing any tension. You can picture some massage fingers here, just draping over there and on the temples. Feel free to pull your ears out or rotate them 4 times forward or 4 times back. You can also feel free to put 2 fingers behind your ears and just pull down along your neck, along that vagal nerve, whatever it is that your body's saying you need here. Finally, bring your awareness to the head, noticing any heaviness or pressure, acknowledging any sensations without attaching a story to them. Imagine the ease from the calm part of your body, like your heart, spreading upwards to the head, softening and lightening any heaviness. You can feel free to notice some massaging fingers on your head, going wherever it is that you need them. And just allow yourself to pause here if needed. And just allow the tension from the head to release with those either imaginary or real massaging fingers. Take a few deep breaths, feeling the connection between the body and mind, creating a sense of curiosity. You've learned a lot today. You've given yourself some time, some things to notice. Recognize that pain can be a reminder to reconnect, and each part of your body has been acknowledged with care. When you're ready, feel free to notice your pain, whatever area is calling to you. Allow yourself to power up your healing light, whichever color healing light you need. Visualize the sensation on that healing light and allow it to pause where you need it. 0 is no distress and 10 is the highest distress possible. And give yourself a hug and allow yourself to butterfly tap while thinking about the other side of your body or an area close to that area in pain. And just allow it to move the neutrality and then focus back on the area of pain and then go and grab some more neutrality and going back to the area of pain. And repeat this as you tap, breathing 6 seconds in and 12 seconds out, allowing the body to reprocess, building new neurons within a week, to connect that cognitive brain and the primitive brain or emotional brain, and just reprogramming ourselves. Each part of your body has been acknowledged with care. When you're ready, open your eyes, regrounding yourself, carrying this sense of awareness with you, and respecting your body for everything that it does for you and for others. Thank you for joining me on this practice. I encourage you to look up other symptoms of emotional pain and just be curious. Everyone's body is different. It does not mean that these are the end-all and be-all. They're just an open door for curiosity, learning, and growth.